World War One on the BBC.
Solemn and somber was the return tonight of the dead Archduke Franz Ferdinand and his wife to the capital.
The 2nd of July. Vienna is draped in mourning. But the reception of the dead heir and his wife is strangely muted. No soldiers line the streets. No one from the imperial family meets the train. The Daily Express correspondent comments.
Despite the absence of royal pomp, the procession was magnificently impressive as it moved slowly through the streets to the beat of muffled, crepe-hung drums.
And there are few foreign dignitaries. Even Franz Ferdinand's friend, Kaiser Wilhelm of Germany, announces that he is prevented from coming because he's caught a cold while out riding. That's the excuse. The real reason is that he fears another terrorist attack.
When I was at Belgrade, I read in the newspapers the Dutch Duke would go to Sarajevo.
Gavrilo Princip is in prison in Sarajevo, along with the other conspirators.
I obtained a revolver and went there. There is nothing better than to commit murder.
Frustratingly for the Austrians, they're all under 21, and so ineligible for the death penalty. Princip makes a full confession, but keeps quiet about his links with Serbia.
I first intended to kill the Archduke as he was going to the town hall, and then I waited for the return of the cortege. When I saw that a woman was with him, I hesitated for a moment, and then I fired. The people rushed on me and struck me. I do not regret what I have done.
Your Majesty, the Women's Freedom League has noted with serious concern that year after year, the list of birthday and New Year honours contain no mention of your many noble and public-spirited women subjects.
The suffragette Nina Boyle writes an open letter to the King with a list of women who deserve honours, among them the social campaigners Beatrice Webb and Annie Besant, Ellen Terry the actress, and Olive Schreiner the writer.
We humbly and respectfully beg that no further lists of birthday or New Year honours may be issued without recognition being conferred upon members of both sexes equally.
It's going to take another century before women get as many honours as men. It finally happens in the New Year's list of 2014. The explorer, Sir Ernest Shackleton, has had some good news. He's finally got funding for his expedition to the Antarctic.
The march we have to do is, roughly speaking, the distance from London to Constantinople.
He's aiming to be the first to cross the continent.
And we hope to do it in about 130 days.
He'll leave Britain in 5 weeks. No one can suspect that he will be setting sail from a country at war.